So the ultimate thing we wish for Zayin, Rosh Hashanah Chayado, the mission left them down is also for the Indian of first Bechs of Nes, then make Oikav and Zaro. Afterwards, the mission has two groups of five. First group of five, the mission says you make a bracha above Shukhoichar, Yvosim, or Oilo. The second group of five, the mission says you make a bracha above Oisim, Bracious. Oisim, Master Bracious. So, first, the two groups are really, the first group is Simon Rosh Chav Zayin, the second group is Rosh Chav Ches. We're trying to go through both of Simon today to explain what the laws are. First group says, the person makes his Zikin, or Zoyz, or Raman, or Ruchas, or Brokhan, and then Brokhan, or Kershav, or Rosh Chav Zayin. So, come on the Gemara Daf and Ches, the Gemara says, why the first group says, Kershav, or Rosh Chav Zayin, and then the second group says, Brokhan, Oisim, Master Bracious. Before they both make a bracha above Oisim Ma'aser Bereishis. Come on, they might have two Jerusalem. Either Abaya says, Eichanami Kuf Betani, on any time you hear, let's say, thunder lightning, you make two brachas. You make your Kuf Kavos, so you also make Oisim Ma'aser Bereishis. You hear an earthquake, you make two brachas. That's Abaya's variance. Come on, Rav says, no, that's not Shad anymore. They might say, in the first five cases of the Mishnah, you can, the halacha is, you can say either Shekuf Kavos or Oisim Ma'aser Bereishis. The second group in the Mishnah, you only say Oisim Aspiratious. That means the first group you have to say both, Lashing in the second group. What does that mean? What's the Shavu Rovo? So first the law is Abai the Rovo, you pass like Rovo, puts me up again. That means you pass like Rovo. So the question is, what's that Bodo of Rovo? There is one way of understanding Rovo, that in the first group, again like Ezekiel, like a comic, I'll come out, but you can make two brachas. The Rebbe says you make two brachas. The Mishnah is saying, the first group you say Shekosh Rosai and Oisim Aspiratious. Beis says that's Pshat Rashi. You make two brachas. Rashi places on the sugya the way you should be makel that way. That the study in the first case, the first five cases of the Mishnah, you say either this or that. You don't say two brachas. You can say either Shiyirta, whichever one you want. So you can say Shikosh Rosam Ola Olam. You could say Isa Masperatius, but it might be not to say two brachas. That's the Rambam and Rif and Rosh and Tur. That's how you look in the post on the page very clearly that way. The Mechaber. The first group of the Mishnah Zayin, the law is you can make either bracha, either your Kershav Vosom or Oilam, or Oisim Ma'aser Bereishis. And once you have a choice, either Shiyirta, which one is better to go say? So it sounds like you read the word from the Chaver, it's better to go say Oisim Ma'aser Bereishis. If you want, you use your Kershav Vosom or Oilam. Come on, the Taz and says, look at the Torah, come. You should learn what the gears of the Torah is. It's fakir. It's better to say what the Mishnah says. Shekhoch v'rosim ol ha'olam. If you want, you say, Oisim Ma'aser Bereishis. The best is the shalom of the friend, which one is better? The Rabbi says, like the Taz, it's better to say, Shekhoch v'rosim, like the word of the Mishnah. As Al-Shani, the word of the Mechab, the word of the Kitzer, it's nice to pass it not the way. He says, Allah is, it's better to say, Oisim Ma'aser Bereishis. The Mishnah is the Machlokes, among the friend, which is better, but each year, you pass like the Rovo. The Rav says in Loch is you can say Oisim Ma'aser Bereishis or Shekhoch V'rosim Ola Olam. You might say you do not say both, say one or the other. Now that once we have Zalocha, now we should go through all five cases of what the Loch is. First case of the Mishnah of the group of five is Zikin. What are Zikin? The Gemara asks the question, what's Zikin? The Gemara says a Kerchav de Shabbat. Kerchav de Shabbat, what is that? Explained Rashi, it's something that's Yorik Achet, goes like an arrow, goes like Mokum and Mokum. They say what Rashi before means a meteor. A meteor, I think, is a rock that goes from place to place. That's one shot. Come on, the Shibur, it says the second shot of the Ramba. It means something that has a zonov, a tail, that's your Shabbat Shalori, has a tail from it. A case of a comet, a shooting star, I think a comet is. So that's like a case of a Zikin, which either could be a case of a meteorite or a case of a comet. Nice, the Shibur brings it down and says the Achrim are putting down a lot of mice of both of them. Either one or the other, he looked throughout Mishnah's best himself, says Zikin can mean one or the other. Either the case of a meteorite or a case of a comet, either one, you make a bracha, what bracha? You pass like from Chaber, either Shekhoch and Rosh and Molad Oilam, or Oisim Ma'aser Bereishis, either one's enough. That's the first case. The second case of the Mishnah is Zoyz. What is Zoyz? Correct me more, what is that? One says it's Goya. What's Goya? It says Rashi, Rikias, or it's an earthquake. It's an earthquake. Now the question is, when you have earthquakes, you can have different levels of an earthquake on the Richter scale. You can have 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. 8 can make buildings collapse, and you can have tidal waves and typhoons and have a large problem. You can have a small number, but might feel it, fine, it shakes a little bit, no big deal. So the question is, when we say an earthquake, the Yemei Chatzal, Shekhar Vrosa, or Eis HaMas Gracious, what is the level of an earthquake that we're discussing over there? So the Maestro, they point out that steam supply can do not usually seem to give a gather. They come on the Sheva Kasi, and writes anything. And that you feel that you sense that he knows an earthquake, the Maestro, that's enough. Therefore, the Sefer Shara'ayim, which is in his topic from here, is brings down this Indian, it means any level. Agam, there is a breast hammer of Sif or Yisol Chitlam Al, he wants to disagree, he wants to be numerous right. They study over here, and that was big, very strong, powerful, there comes a boom to it, and makes things fall, people might start dying. Maestro seems the friend did not go the way, he says, any case that's an earthquake, you make a bracha. Example, the day of my Bar Mitzvah, when I woke me up, was an earthquake in New York, Flatbush, an earthquake over there, and then it shattered. You might remember within Turkey, they did say bracha, say bracha to Hashem, it's much gracious. Again, everyone did say it, but Maestro, everyone felt it was very clear in a way. Maestro, that should be done off in this case. Now, again, how much time do you have? We'll see really whether it gets by thunder and lightning and it ended by Sef Gimel. Over there, the Mechabes says Turk Fedibur, and the place we say the four goes to all of these brachas over here. That means, again, the loch is by an earthquake. You hear an earthquake, and some of you think, what brach to make? Shekhar Shavuosai, or Yisrael Maestro say, what to go do exactly? The loch is whatever you remember you say. You only get your 2 seconds of which you remember. You have Turk Fedibur. Maestro, either one you say, the Maestro Yaitza. The question on which one is better. The Maestro, either one you Yaitza, and you say it, and you get the mitzvah saying any brach on an earthquake. And the mitzvah is usually when you have an earthquake, usually aftershocks, after effects. And you'll have one aftershocks. So usually you'll have one, and a couple months later you have another one. So the question is that a different earthquake, and therefore you make it get another bracha, or is that the same earthquake, it's just an aftershock, the earth shifting, and then from the different strakes hitting each other, and therefore it makes 2 different brachas over here. So the same one, 2 different brachas. The Shai Shuba really discussed it. He said it really depends. If you miss the Ekta Asanat, really, if when you have the first earthquake, you ran to the door, and everyone says, you stand inside the doorpost, the mice is thrown apart of the building, and you stand there. Then after the first earthquake, you're waiting for the next one, and that miss the Ekta As, you'll make another bracha. Or if you're underneath the table and you're waiting, you don't make another bracha. But let's say you walked away, you think it's over with, and it happens again a minute later, and after shock, then you miss the Ekta As, they come on that foot, and they bring down the Shai Shuba, then you do make another bracha. Make again which bracha, either Ois the Mas Gracious, or Shekhar HaKadosh Baruch Hu Oseh Molei Oilam. Next case is thunder, but put together with lightning, we'll go to the case of Ruchos, case of winds. Now, what is the case of winds? The more discussing when it's powerful winds, either case of tornadoes, or hurricanes, or typhoons. All the cases of the mice in the case of winds, you make a bracha, again, which bracha, either Ois the Mas Gracious, or Shekhar HaKadosh Baruch Hu Oilam. However, come on the Mishabur brings down the Eliyahu the Mogarbo. It says, place brings down on the Sugi of Yer, not from Tessa Yishami. Yishami says, really depends. If you have winds that are benachas, and not bezaf, not in anger, but really in calmer winds, then you should only make a bracha Eisa Mas Gracious and not Shekarifu Gvorosai. When it's very powerful, then you make a bracha Shekarifu Gvorosai. Come on the Mishabur and says, what's that? What's together? What makes something being a wind that's different and strange? You make Eis Mas Gracious, yet not as powerful that the Akeshi Kurds from Vorosai. So the Mishnah Brewer, not sure. If the Gather is always saying, in the case of powerful winds, Eis Mas Gracious. Just to give you a Gather, what does it mean? It's not sure. The Eis Mas Kanievsky, the Meister, if the wind is so powerful, it knocked off the roofs. Gagas. But the person Meister make a Brachel. He says, no, you don't make a Brachel on that. Not that you don't make which one to make, you don't make a Brachel. It's the why. So the why is that double came off. Things not go through moves all the time. It's my mice this. It is fun, you make a bracha. To me it's strange, mice something not go through the scabbers. Mice go through the double table. I would say to make a bracha, curse to us more oil, more oil. But mice just says you're not sure. You see kind of self said it's even something that's even normal. Mice only make a bracha, it's a mass gracious. Years ago I remember with Eric Sukis in Flatbush, and they had something called Hurricane Gloria, I know that's my age, don't remember. And a couple of days, so they had a 2 days off of Yeshiva, there's a hurricane in Jersey. Flatbush, they gave also, they're afraid it might get there, so they gave everyone off. And I remember saying that my house, big glass doors were there. So first, everyone who killed the Sukkot, Erev Sukkot, took it down Erev Sukkot. My neighbor thought it would be Ibn Chochum and not take down the Sukkot. This sukkah. The mice say, he has a wall around his porch. I have a wall around my porch. And I'm standing in the back, watching how the wind picked up his whole entire sukkah, were off over his porch, where my porch was slammed down and smashed down in our porch. My son went and picked it up, watching it before the locals to make a bracha. Cholachof and Reis and Master Bereshis. My son, a couple of hours later, come down, and everyone at our sukkah was running to go build a sukkah. We and my son had it inside to go build it. Our neighbor had to take it off our porch, bring it down, bring it up to his house, into his house, and go build it again. My son saw the sukkah over here of these hurricanes or tornadoes before you, the kliches that they can do, the destruction that they can do. Everyone sees, I'm sure, the pictures, how they open up houses like tuna fish cans, and they just rip off roofs. Nice, these are kreiches over here. Again, the Mishavuah comes down, of course, so not sure how far the kreich we have to be. Make a bracha, Oisim Master Bereshis. Most negating over here is the case of Ram Ubrokim, thunder and lightning. I mean, those are basically, we covered all five cases. The Mishnah went through the case of winds, comets, and the case of earthquake, those are three. And now we have the case of thunder and lightning. Now, Be'etzim, the Mishnah, very clear that the mission divides them off, and all that they have a hestik in between. They don't go together. That means you make two separate brachas, one on Roman, but one on Rokin. Now, first, there are a couple of swarm just on this topic, Sefer Am, just on this topic, on this seminal here. I see this big mavucha about what to go do. Just as interesting, on Rosh Hashanah, Zom Dalokas with my son, about thunder lightning, we took out the Zaysa bracha with the shul out. Should have the new Maduro that came out. If you don't know what the Zaysa Brach used to be, it was always red. They came out, the fifth Maduro, the blue one, that was going to be the one with the sack and everything. Maestro, we sat and learned it, it came out about 14 years ago. Maestro, come on, my son has his own Zaysa Brach. They got the Bar Mitzvah. We sat and learned it, and numerous and numerous halachas of Maestro changed. Your mom, she has two pages of these halachas over here, and 15, 20 halachas we've learned over again. The Maestro, from his new print as Matur Chadosh, he corrected everything from 15 years ago. He reprinted it a bunch of times after the Zaysa Bracha, and he changed it as far as he could tell 15, 20 halachas over here. So nicely, we see that first of the Galtzer person, you know, he works and change things over here. And even as you have the new prints, you have five Maduras, you think you have everything correctly, you still got to correct it again and again and again. And it seems that these new Shlomo that came out were coming to go against the Zaysa Bracha. They keep quoting certain things that says this, how it is done on the big rifle, so he's against it. Meister people go and strike. Meister and Chabur, the two of them, the two Zaysa Brachas, they're both the same color, but one's from the 12 years earlier. If you learn the Sugya and the Gerti, the Thunder Lightning, take the later one, because you take the earlier one, the Mamish, tons of halachas are different, and the Kamish, tons of love for Meister and Brachas, but for Latola, this is what they're gonna do. I remember when it came out 15 years ago, he said, put away the red ones, and here's the blue ones, and I'll switch it for you, and this is the new Matura. The Maisa is this Shavish, Shadim Hawkins, not Morgan, about tons of things are different. So I have at home, that's one the shul has a minimal amount of self dominance in, he didn't give the new one. That's the new Arab Chabur at Maisa is. The Solopos, they gave to the Sugya, he tells the law has changed. I think they're right, they're all, the only cause mailed to get this a lot, there was no swarm then. Now the swarm just these topics over here, I see the amount of one against them. Fine, so Maestro gave me a thunder and lightning. How should you learn the Sugyo, learn the Mishnah, learn the Gemara? The law says, what block can make a thunder? Any block that you want, Asia Shiatsa. What block can make a lightning? Asia Shiatsa. Therefore, sometimes you see people, they might say, don't know what to go do. Until they go get a sitter, or they go ask someone what to go do. The law says, you get a Siv Gimel, we pass an Ignal like the Taz, like Mishnah. Once it's past Tarkhdei Diva, the law says, it's not past. You missed the Mitzvah already. Therefore, whatever bracha you say, the Maestro is kind of mitzvah. Question again, which one is better? You do what the Gemara says. Any bracha you say, that means you say the same bracha on thunder and lightning. Or it's a masquerade of both. You say both bracha and bracha. You can make mesamots, not make a difference. Any bracha Maestro you say, and people might make the mistake. They think, oh my gosh, what's a bracha? They see a couple of seconds, that's it, they missed it. You tell people, the law is, anything you say, the Maestro is kind of mitzvah. That's the mitzvah. Now the Maestro, what to do if you do know the law, if you do know the Sugya, and you do learn the Lachas Brachas, and you do come to the end of the year, to the end of the last week of this month. So that Maestro come on the Tav and says, the Minig and Klal Yisrael live. When you have a case of thunder, they say, Shekosh, like Rosso, Moly, Oilo. You have a case of lightning, Barak, they say, Oysa, Maestro, Voracious. Now the Tav says, he's not sure why that's the Minig. The Maestro, Chanin Akhlu, said, that is the Minig. Mishpu says, what's the Yisrael behind it? Because Yisrael is by thunder, it's more, you sing the Gvurs of Kadosh Baruch Hu, more than the case of lightning. Therefore, since this is the Yisrael over here of seeing the Kodesh of Kadosh Baruch Hu, say Kodesh of Rosso, Moly, Oilo, in the case of thunder. However, the Mishmuni ends off. Even when he said, "My Siyaitza," that's Gemara. We pass like Yoho against the Paya, it's Siyaitza, whichever we want to say. The My Siyaitza. Now, first again, simply depending on lightning, there seems to be a shadow. Do you say with the Shem Hashem or not? You say with the Shem of Malchus. Now, that's something that's a person of here already, that's been the wish of the really Sfadim to discuss this question. He began the meeting with not to say it, the Shem of Malchus. He has two reasons. One, he says, because again, the Lachans of Gibel touch the Deber. People are not sure if they got touch the Deber. Especially, you can argue how long touch the Deber is. One says it's 1 second, another says it's 2, one says 3. How long it is? You're not sure touch the Deber, you have to remember right away. But if the Lachans of Beit is, you have to be that the Nanim leave and come back. We're not sure the get of living coming back is. So maybe if not, we cannot make another drachma. For these reasons, what's time, and that's why the Vinegar Ilum is not saying with Shem Malchus. And therefore, the Semech Anu and the Raivat Shita, the way back in Tzimim Rish Nechaz, and over there, in the beginning of Bech Shrach Vaidah, we had a Shal Al-Mung, the Rishayim, what's Pshan, the Mishin, Daf, and Dalet, when it says to make a bracha, is it Rishayim Malchus or not? Came when we arrived there, he was a Tasti Yochid, said, if you do not say Shem Malchus, we arrive to none of the Mishnah. All the Shreem disagree, but says it Pesach Advir, since we have two reasons over here, that we're not sure if you're saying a bracha at all or not, one mitzah, so you touch the Deeper, one mitzah, maybe they're not in love to came back. Therefore, we simply put upon the Bible Shita. That's the Pesach Advir for Edom quotes. The Meister first, the two things. First, the Sfardim, what do they do in the Ashkenazim? They gave the Sfardim, the Benish Chai says that's the meaning. And he says, where they're coming from, they tell him it's the Pesach Advir. The Meister, he says, then I have the Sefer with him. We'll look up the Sefer, you look it up. Pesach Advir says to me, Yashin Minig, he says, it's not what you should do. I looked it up, this is not the way. He said, a lot of Meister, that's Miyashdem. However, you do what the Gemara says. Don't go like the Raivik. Never go like the Raivik. From Rishon Chesed onwards, the Lachan was by all Bir Shvach by Dov, we say with Shem Malchus. So my mom is coming from, if you look it up, don't say that. He says, Miyashdem Oilom. But Meister not do it that way. Fine, Meister are those who say, believe Shem Malchus, there's a Kavakayim that way, then there's the Minik, there's Yashdem Abdi, Shem Shemokin, others in the Nesvad says that way. The Meister in the Nesvad itself, the Sfarim seem to disagree, the Arlesiyah, the Abiy Omer, Chazan of Abiyah, Yahya Yitzhak, the son, Yerkut Hashem, they come on the stand, Maisim, the rise of Das Yachad, we really slugged them up earlier, why do we have to the Brachas over here? And therefore the Neisvah, the Maisim, is big Mabuch, what do you do? Some Neisvah, the Mordechai Eliyahu, said the Maisim, not say the Shem Malchus. Maisim, all of Neisvah, the Numis Neisvah, Maisim, we don't feel like the Bible, well, you should say, who's the Shem Malchus? That's the gate of the Neisvah. Maisim, the gate of the Ashkenaz is not a Shiloh. There's really the El Rabbi Rish Chokimel means on the Shlo. The Shlo says that bark on the lightning above the Seir Shem Malchus. The Maisel, the Chayodim, and the Akkordim, and the Kitzer, when they bring it down, they write, Baruch Atah Hashem, Lakeinu Malach Elom. They say, either Oish Mash Vresh, but they write the Shem Malchus there. But the Maisel, the Ashkenaz is very clear that we all the Maisel, about the Seir Shem Malchus, like the Shem Malchus, we do not call like the Rai, but this is Taz Yopet, we all have cases of all the Rishonim. They're about the Seir Shem Malchus. Now again, once you say the Shem Malchus by thunder and lightning, again by the case of thunder, Lachin says perfect Rossi. Mitzis is what happens first, lightning comes and then thunder. Now, what again, what do you say? You say first by lightning, it's a masturbation, then you say perfect Rossi. Let's say you hear them both together, this is the way how it goes. It says further, until the rain comes, the further away the rain and the clouds are, the more distance it is from thunder from lightning. The closer it is, the more it gets to you, the closer it gets. That means it could be thunder lightning, it could take a minute, then gets closer, 30 seconds, 40 seconds, 20 seconds, and then I'm sure you can walk up another when the clouds are raining upon you. So the question is, when you hear both, and you see both at the same time, the Mai says, since there are two different brachas, but the Mai says, is the same bracha for two different things. So what should you do when you hear and see thunder? So the Mai says, if you already said it a minute apart, you can say it again, unless they're not on the left. So that might make a difference. But let's say you cannot see it and hear it. Why? Because you're mamish for track and learning, and you mamish, you hear nothing, and the air is going, you hear nothing, you walk outside, see thunder lightning at the same time. What's halacha? So those one taina, the ziyavits, the eliyavits says, the maisa, the bracha wants the thunder, wants the lightning. So make two brachas. Or bracha, to make whatever bracha you want, ages year. So the meaning is on one, say, oh, it's a masturbation. The other one's going to work for you. For all you, they want to start the raivit shito. The Rav Shita is, you always say two brachas. Why? That's Mishan Rav over here. The Maisa, that's not how Mishmur Paskins. Mishmur goes like Mokavah, and the Graz, Chayodim, the kids, and the Chashukim, and others. They say, the Maisa, when you hear it at the same time, since you can't fluff the bowl, it's like you have two food in front of you, an apple and an orange.
There are two different things over here. What's the law? You make an eighth of ball, should not be brought to Tzricha. Here also, we say at least the masquerations have kavanah for both. Have a kavanah for the side of the thunder and side of the lightning. And then you make kind the brach on both of them. Not only that, coming to Mishaguan says, but let's say, not only that, you heard only right now, heard right now lightning, we saw lightning. And then you can hear thunder later on. That's what we see is thunder always comes later on. The question is, can you make the brach on the masquerations have kavanah for the thunder that's coming later on? It hasn't happened yet. It's coming 30 seconds later, a minute later. You have to want to be yitzah for the thunder that's coming later on. So Maisa again, Mishmu, for example, Shai Tshuva, the Chidor, the Beg Yosef, they want to, since you know it's coming, that's a terrible ilm that's coming, again, you don't have to, and it's L'chur Salat Om B'yeva, but you have to want to, secondly, Maisa, you can't be mitzvah. It's like, since it's like by a tree that's not in front of you, but you know for sure it's coming. If it's not in front of you and you don't know for sure it's coming, it's not B'yodoy, L'chur, you cannot make an eighth upon it. But my saying, you know it's coming for sure, and you know thunder's coming, the brach on one, the chalp on the other. Therefore, if you see lightning, the law is, if you have kavanah, which love to ask you should, but if you have kavanah for the thunder later on, you make one brach on the lightning, you make kind on the end of the thunder. Now, there is a question, just practically, my saying, since you should not do that, but you should make two different brachas, the two different counts of a bayre, because both is creating over here, one's the thunder, one's the lightning. What happens, you are saying the brach on thunder, and Mill saying the bracha on thunder, or Mill saying the bracha on lightning, which comes first, then the thunder happens. I mean, you're saying kavanah, you hear, you see the lightning. You say Baruch Adel Hashem, it takes you a couple of seconds, and Mill the bracha. What happens? Thunder happens. That's Metzius. Then the bracha that you're saying, does it cover the thunder or not? Because the shaila is, when you start saying the bracha, you have kavanah only for the lightning. The nice of the shaila, according to the Chayodim, the Kitzer. They say, if it's woman's turf, they deeper, it's chal. The circle say, you know it's coming, it's happening over here. The bracha wants chal for both of them, and mice it's enough. It pointed out, Mishmur brings down part of the chayelum, but not being down the schil of the chayelum. And it sounds like it's not held that way. They swore they want time, and Chaim Sanja says in the page, very simple. You have kavanah on one, you don't have kavanah on the second thing. You have kavanah bracha to Hashem, only one thing, not the second. I can tell you, it's chal for both of them. And therefore, the back of the bias is, that's a bracha one time, if I care. Allah is a person that he had, when he says the bracha one, even though he hears the second one, totally deeper, the thunder later on, Allah is nachal, you have no kavanah for it. So, my sister, Shalom, the Chayim, the Chayim, the Kitzer, first it sounds like the Shibur, the Chayim, the Sanzer, what the Allah is when it's totally deeper, when you hear the case of thunder afterwards. Now, to get us to understand what lightning is, the Islam discussed that different lightnings in Metzius. The lightning that comes by the rain, thunder, lightning. And then there's a lightning that comes due to the heat. In the summer sometimes, there's no wind coming, you see a lightning storm. A lightning storm without any thunder there. So the question is, what's Chazal mean when you say the case of a barak? So the Mishnah sounds like there's barak, and there's something in between, and then there's thunder. Barak's a thing by itself, but therefore lightning of anything, whether from a heat storm, not heat storm, from any heat, or a case of rain, that could be the case of barak. The Maestro Arko Shulchan, he says, Chazal say, any lightning. What's the difference? Make a bracha, is masquerous, whether it's on lightning, negate to the thunder comes afterwards or not. The Chadash says that's the same thing. I said it's only the Maestro Mishmur, bring down the Chayodim with the Sad and Hathaway. What's the kind of the case from Chazal we seems to be? The case with lightning leads to the case of thunder. And therefore leads to the case of thunder, then you make a bracha, two separate brachas, get them together, you make one bracha. But nice in the case where it is a case from heat, the one time, you cannot make a bracha. On the side, in the case of heat, you cannot make the bracha. Now the question is, what to go do practically? Come with us a bracha, he passes like the Mishnah Berurah, and he says, it really depends. So the person sees lightning in the winter, the 100% you can make a bracha right away without knowing this thunder later on. Watch the winter, there's no lightning for heat. You assume it's coming, what rain is coming. Mashiach, he said, you see lightning in the summer, so you have to make sure that you have thunder. You wait a minute, you have thunder. Then you can make a bracha on the thunder. Then we see lightning again, but you know, oh, it's out of thunder lightning. Then you can make a bracha on the lightning. And Be'etzim the Shavuot says, Allah says, you can not say dafka, the lightning first, and then the thunder. So it's right here. Say the thunder first, and then the lightning. We see the Mishnah, the two seven brachas over here. So it comes out, if you go like the Malach of the Shavuot, the Allah says, you can not make a bracha on lightning. when it's not negated, in the case of thunder afterwards, sometimes that's a bracha. In the summer, what you have to go do is make sure you hear the thunder second, make a bracha on that, touch the day deeper. Then, when you hear the light, see the light again, then make another bracha. Another case negated lightning they discuss is a lot of times you're sitting inside a house, your back is towards the window, and you see a flash. You don't see the flash itself, you don't see the thunderbolt. The only thing is, you see the light coming from assuming a thunderbolt. So the question is, do you make a bracha when you know when you come up to show your body it's coming from the lightning, but you did not see the lightning per se? Also, there's a shell among the achrayim. There's a stipler. Chaim says a pasuk like this, and the asher, they want, I know. Because I'll say, it's a mask gracious when you see the lightning itself. You didn't see it. How do you know it's there? That's not enough. Boy, maybe something else. Maybe a guy took a picture from the outside. The flash happened over there. Maybe an airplane passed by, a helicopter, you see a flash inside that. Not boring. I said, Hashem, wake up, friend. You go another way. The one time that you're giving a bracha, walking the godless of fire. It might have happened. You know that. You did hear Bruro. If come to the Ezer, from the Zavon, from the Dru, Yachameski, or Latsian, or Voss, and others. But Shami, the one time to say this, you know this that Galus Abari have right now. The one time they even see just the light of the thunderbolt, whether it being blocked by buildings or trees or whatever, that itself is enough to know the person can't make a bracha upon it. And the Yuchad, when you know you hear the thunder later on, then there's even more reason to say that about it, this lightning that happened, it means lightning and not inside some picture that happened in the background. Mechavetz Beis is Mamshech, the Indian on thunder lightning, and says, it comes from Yerushalmi, which they point out is not really brought down the Babli. This halacha, when you see the lightning, the halacha is make a bracha one time. They see it again, a second time, do not make a bracha. It's a one time thing. The challenge is, first of all, let's say you did not make the bracha the first time. You didn't. Why? Until you got to sit there, you forgot the bracha, you found out the halacha, you did not make the bracha. Did you lose out the bracha now when you hear the second from the lightning and you cannot make the bracha again? So first they point out that the Mefushim Mechaber another way. It's the Gimel Mechaber says that if a person is singing the Beis HaKisei, what's halacha? She went out to take the Diva, say the bracha of thunder and lightning upon it. Let's say you can't say the Mishnah Berurah, or let's say about the Shaks to say the Mishnah Berurah. Don't worry, you'll get it the second time. Get it the second time. To see clearly the halacha is that if you not make the bracha the first time, you can say it the second time or the third time. As long as you not make the bracha yet, when it is, you lost the bracha on that thunder lightning. You have to take the deeper. You hit a minute later, 2 minutes later, you can make it until then also. However, let's say you made a bracha on thunder lightning one time, then that's it. You can't make a bracha again. That means you have a one time shot at going to go do it. But it can be done the second time, the third time. But you can only do it one time. That's what you see first by halacha. Now the question is, if you only have a shot one time, so when can you do it again? You have to wait 30 days, a lot of old pictures are right. You have to wait 30 days? No, there's a different amount. So come on the Mechaber and Zipay. It brings down the Yishalmi, the place brings down the Sukkah. It's really the place of Rosh brings down, like we bring down. The Yishalmi says, it really depends with Terudim or Mafsikim. What's Terudim Mafsikim? Come on the Beis Yishalmi, explain it to the Yishalmi. It depends if the Nanam, the Klaus, the Maisel, that fully, then Echlamni comes back again, that's brand new thunder lightning, and then you'll make a Baruch again. Masha Enkei. If it never left, there's still clouds here and there in the other place. That's all considered one Indian of thunder lightning, one bracha, one gans of fire. And therefore, you will not make a bracha again. So first it comes out, but the halacha is you can make the bracha one time. The clouds leave, sometimes leave, a couple hours later, come back again. The halacha is make a bracha again, even on the same day. Why is a brand new thing over here? Come on, the place he was saying that this halacha they were saying that if it goes back, come back in by clouds. What happens if it's the next day? I mean, let's say it never leaves, it's down in the winter sometimes. That, it's cloudy, and there's mom's clouds in the whole week. You have a sandstorm and go for mom's 10 days in this country. It's ridiculous. Never been like this ever. The sand that we have for 10 days straight, and has it cleared up yet? But my question is, you can have the same thing with clouds again to the thunder and lightning. How much man do you have to wait until you know when it goes away? It's come on the Mishabura and the Mingdown from my work and others, it's very clear. The law is two options. Number one, the cloud goes away. Second option, it's the next day. When it's the next day, again you make another bracha. When you hear the thunder, you make the bracha. Here, you just see the lightning, you see the masquerades. And you hear the thunder, you say, Shkosh, what's the Mala Olam? But it's the next day. Now, what's the Mishabura said the case is the next day? What does it mean next day? No, always, there are two things the next day. Either it could be like a Jewish day, the day is during the yom, and a nice next day. That means before Shkia you can make one bracha, at night you make another bracha. But no, sometimes they get two things to get a klal yisrael. The loch is the next day, is the next morning. The extra Torah is the next morning, Kabbalah is the next morning. So how over here do we look? Do we look at the next day, meaning the night, or the day? They point out that my Mordechai said in the start of the loch is, we go the next morning. Next morning. Therefore, most of the except for maybe Liashim, most of the Maisik of the loch is the gate to the next morning. Now they come along, they say, because the bias, Kabbalah, others, or the Chodim, down the next morning. The question is, what's the Vana behind the next morning? Why is the next morning that you say that you can make another bracha? Really, you have two options over here. Is you say like, Malach is every day, it's a new day, you make a bracha over here. It's a new day. What he said is Esach Hadas. Mesiach Das, you went to sleep, you woke up, slept for a couple of hours, the Yeshiva 12 here. Esach Hadas, you can make another bracha. What's he said over here? He said it's Esach Hadas, or he said it's next day? Nafkamina between the Chakir over here that we're going to discuss, which Pshan and Mishabur, are two Nafkaminas. One is, let's say you went to sleep Shias Kva, you woke up before Alois. A lot of people want Shana woke up before Alois. Why did you go down the Sikkim? The question is, Alois was 4:50. Davening with the sun is 4:30, 4:20. See before the case of Alois. Or, another case, is they discuss for Karen. Let's say you did not sleep at all at night. But it's after Alois, after the case of Nates. We did not sleep at all, so we did not have the case of Eschadas. So what's that one of the Mishaguru or the friend that said he said it was the next day? What if Shana the next day? So making a friend have a hard time, what the answer is, the reason the sophic over here, the words of Chaim Chinesky or Vosman, they say it's like Birch Satara. What if they call Birch Satara? Is it what's Birch Satara? It also must like this. You know Birch Satara, but it's worse morning, the Shiloh, what to go do? You make a Svek Shek out of Kivego or not, what to go do over here? So the Meister comes out, he gave the thunder lightning, they point out, you went to sleep, you woke up before life. Again, Chaim Chinesky says, because you should like Birch Satara, they even not to make a bracha. Meister Shlomo Zalman says, no, you said Sesach Hadas, then you do make a bracha. The same thing for Karet, if you're up all night, what you're going to do, also Shalel. The Ashur, about yourself, at one time, might say, you make a prophet, the sin is the next day. I said, Shalel, the Bosman, and Shkirmuth, and others, one kind of forget, we're not sure what the sin is. Therefore, unless you go to sleep, the Lord is, you cannot make a prophet. So it comes out really with the get is the next day, the question of what the sin is. So then he said, Hesach Hadas, and said, Shalel Boiker. So friends seem to argue the point over here. Another case to discuss, you get a thunder lightning, is when you're in the middle of learning, to be master of learning, and to make the bracha. But stand up to make the bracha. So first to get to standing up to make the bracha, and to get to all brichas that are real, shell is if you have to, or you should, or don't have to. The point out that Pim says you don't have to stand up at all. Others say you should stand up, the way it says, the bracha says, toiv lahadr, it's nice to stand up. Why toiv lahadr? Shell among the friend if you have to stand up or not, but all brichas of Shrafa Don, you flow here by getting thunder lightning, it's toy bladder. A stomach says, my son, let's say you're traveling somewhere, you see thunder lightning, it's said, better stop your car, get out of the car, and also stand up. Toy bladder, but you have more for it, fine. But the search for a vehicle place can say, a lot of mechanics are sitting in, a lot of duck, you have to stand. The shadow now is in the middle of learning, and you might see, you hear thunder lightning, you stop learning, and you make a brocco. Well, not my see, or you can tell you, or you can tell you, or you can stop, stand up, and block other people from learning. So the song comes on the kind of the lofted of Vada, you stop. No, he said it basically in the mitzvah, bottom of the mitzvah is negate everything except for Torah. The Vada from Torah didn't hang any mitzvah in the mitzvah of Eretz. This lofted of Vada, what do you do? Maisa of Vada, you stop. The lofted is you, if you take the Vada to stand up, the Maisa will make a bracha. If you're inside the building, you only hear the thunder, the Maisa you make a bracha of Shukot and Rosh Mala Eilam. You also see the lightning, you make a bracha, it's a massive gracious, and then together you make over here one bracha. The Vada, Maisa, Vada, you stop. Now, when Sif Kimmel over here, Sif Mishch of Zion, it down, you say Turk Le Dibert. Now, there's a Shiloh, what does that mean? The Taz says, there's a Chiyav Turk Le Dibert, but let's say it's past the Taman, still he can make the bracha. Mice and Achurim are very clear. After all, the Shmuel goes to Iker, like Chan Moshe, Chan Shalom, Chayodim, Ochon, and Kitzer. The law is, you have Turk Le Dibert, not more than that. You have 2 seconds, and past that, you lost out in the midst over here. You lost out this month over here. Now, as it comes out, you get to learning. Nice and lucky is, you should turn the ladder, it takes you time to stand up, you pass this man, 1, 2 seconds, right? So you should go off the yard right away. You should not try to stand up, my sir, you do that fine, you have to make it go off the yard. Just from last thing you get thunder and lightning, the other one tiny, the thing of thunder, you have to hear a powerful boom. A light boom does not apply right to the block over here. Maestas from the yes expression, where did they come from? And also, Maestas, it seems to be meaning stress. Maestas, any thunder that Chazal Maestas that you hear about a person doesn't make a block upon it. But that's the first group of the Mishnah, of Mishnah Zayin, of making block of spoken words from the Olam. To get to the second group, again, the Mishnah over here says, you make a block of block, Oysa Master Gracious. But the word of the Mishnah is block, Oysa Gracious. We'll call it block, Oysa Master Gracious. The Mishnah has five cases. Hor, Gvoyus, Yam, Noris, and Boris. Explain all five of them, to go through them practically what that means. We'll also try to go step by step, see what that means. For Oy, Be'ikr, Buda, and Zoh for the Mishnah, they see Yam and Godel make a different block. Make a bracha she also is Yama Godel. The question is also, what is Yama Godel? Those are really the two questions over here. So first, the Gerito, Harbin for Gvoyis, mountains and hills. So Mechabon, he says over this Aloch and Sif Gimel, he says, it has to be something that's Meshunim in the Keres Gvoyis of Bar Olam. Something that's different, strange, and weird. Something that might see the Godness of the Bar Olam. The first is the question, what does that mean? That means something that every reason will force them that way? Or something that, what, but you think it's people think that way? But it's not something that's before them. The point that seems to be my lips are framing them. Chayadom, when he says Nova, and the kids who said over, something that's before them, everyone knows these are Meshunika mountains. Everyone knows these are the cases that are mountains that are strange and weird, that are different than the Galaxy of only that you can make a bracha. So the Shani, although I can point out, no, it can be any case, Chayadom. If Chayadom, you're still going to point out the wisdom of Chayadom is not the way. Then anything that looks a person could be different. The being on the mice and the stipend, and you came to Yerushalayim the first time, and so the mountains on the way to Yerushalayim, you made a bracha. After he did not make a bracha because he wasn't the spoil anymore. In the beginning, for him, it was wow, mountains into Yerushalayim, you made a bracha there. So it seems to be an argument what these sort of mountains are, something that you see, you're blown away by it, as before, so everyone sees that they're amazed, or something that's time that people see, they also they see this idea that either personal or people understand and agree that something's different, they should make a bracha upon it. Now let's take it to mountains. The Kamlum, the Mishnah said the case of Yamim, seas. Now what is Yamim? It's practically discussed in the seas that are out there. First there are oceans and the seas and the rivers. Very simple. We have, the Mishnah says the case of Yam, case of Noris, that means rivers and seas. It says Yam and Godel, which seems to be, you should know what that is. First, the case of a Yam, a sea, what about Yam Kineret? Now, Kineret, Besim is not a sea, they point out, except the Kineret calls it a sea. Like, it's not a sea, it's a lake, Besim. So I have different reasons why it's called a Yam. Maisa comes out from the wells underneath, that's why it's called a Yam. The Maisa, the Yam is over here in the Sugya, already says, Yam Kineret, you make a bracha, or you're a master voracious. Again, on these five cases over here, the Gemara is very clear, we do not have a choice ages to years, so which one to make, the Gemara is very clear, you make only a master voracious. The difference between these five and the first five, these five are the three is that always there. Anything that's always there, make a bracha of Isa Master Gracious. Some of the Kamlet, Kamlet, Lightning, and Kamlet, the Meteorite, that must age this year to by heart, and then you can make whatever bracha you want. But something that's there constantly, you only make a bracha of Isa Master Gracious. And therefore, it's farming down, Aloha Yam Kinneret, you make a bracha of Isa Master Gracious. They, David Orbach said his father would come every 3 days to the Kinneret and try you. And every time we come to the Kinneret, make a bracha. With Shem Malfa, Baruch Adah Hashem, okay, the Malfa, no. It's a master gracious. As far as I see, all this work agreed to make a bracha. I don't see anyone to disagree on the Kinneret, except there are those ones I know that by the Kinneret, sometimes it shifts where exactly the Kinneret is supposed to start and end. The law isn't negated to the Yam. If it's man-made, it was even made by Shemaim, except not the same way it says Shemaim gracious. The law is a person that cannot make a bracha upon it because it's not something from my separatious. Therefore, there is a question certain areas in the Kinneret maybe is man made or shifted and changed. Therefore, the Asher says when you make a bracha in the Kinneret, make sure you see the whole Kinneret because some of it certainly was in the original time a my separatious. So the only question is by the Kinneret, you have to see the whole thing or not. But everything is on the Kinneret, I thought you make a bracha based on my separatious. They say a chelik of it could be was changed. So fine, just make sure, if you've been by the Kinneret, most of the time you can see the whole Kinneret. It's not that far, I think, the whole thing. Most of the places in the Kinneret, any time by the beach, not always, you see it all the way around. So I cannot make a bracha, but if you only see one sliver of it, then maybe, then we actually know others want to say it. By the Yam HaMelech, also is by this man, was also from Sheshimei Rishonat, so the oil will be done in Rashi and Pashas Lech Lecha. Rashi when they said by the pasuk of Emek HaShidim that after Zman, the Emek HaShidim came and turned to the Yam HaMelech. They point out, it was not Zman, Sheshmei Rishis. And therefore, the Lord of Tainan, the Cholopach, is the case of a Sofek. Therefore, not to make a bracha. The Zaysa bracha says, as Kishuvah says, both on the plate, Mice is not to make a bracha. Vo'im, the Mukher Rechaim said not to make a bracha, it's been Chol over there. Mice is the Yaivitz, again, the Sukkah says you do make a bracha. I want to do it Rashi. The one Taino, the Iker Yamelch was Hishmei Bereshis. A small area of Emek HaShidim, that Maisel, was not Bezman Hishmei Bereshis. That area of Maisel, person, when he sees it, maybe he should not make a bracha. To come out, you see a large area of the Yamelch, and therefore, if I get a Latin, or a Diane Fisher, the Chodeshon, he said the Yamelch, you do make a bracha. So there is a Shiloh, and there's a Tshuva about all this discourse. What is the get of the Yamelch? Avad Yamelch is a Yam. Avad, you should make a bracha. Just the question is, did it shift and change from this man of Maisa Gracious, who's the standard now? The gate of the Yamsuf, Maisa Achraim say, how do you make a bracha? That's called the Yamsuf, possibly the Torah. Maisa, again, if it shifts, maybe it's like you see more of the area, bigger area. You see the Yamsuf, you make a bracha. So it comes out, the gate of the Yamsuf, what bracha to make, again, make the Knir, you make a bracha. Yamsuf, make a bracha. Yamsuf, the Shiloh, what to go do? Assume if you see a large enough area, Yesh, what do you do in the case of the Yamsuf?
Yeah.
What?
Yardim.
Yardim. I still want to say that because Yardim said not to make a bracha. But it wasn't the Rishish Mei Breshi in the right. Thank you. Now, come on, after the Mishnah has these five cases, the Mishnah ends off the case of Yam HaGadol, make a bracha, should also, as Yam HaGadol, or Sha'isa, but the Begir Seher, which was to the Begir Seher, so here, should also Sha'isa. Now, the question is, what is Yam HaGadol? The way the Mechaber, when he brings it down, he being down up in the Hizkir, so the Shuvah Sirosh, is Yam HaTichoin. Yam HaTichoin for us Americans, and my kid told me, is the Mediterranean. The Mediterranean is basically by Israel, Eretz Yisrael, is what the Chabad says, is by the Mediterranean. By the Mediterranean. That's the case in Yam HaTichoin. Atzad HaTichoin. Come on, Gemeshavua. And we can harbor Falcon. Looks like Avram. He comes from the Beit Hamudas, Lach Hamudas, El Rav, and all this. We want to know the Yam HaGadol, is Yam Okeanos. Okeanos, let's say in Hebrew, Okeanos. Now the Okeanos is a word also in English, which, what does that entail? It means all the oceans. It means it entails the Pacific Ocean, the Atlantic Ocean, the Indian Ocean, those oceans for sure, maybe others, but those oceans are different in the case of Okeanos. Those are oceans. So it comes out, what bracha according to numerous achrayim, you make the Yam HaGadol, means the oceans and not the seas. That means the Mediterranean seems to be an argument, is that nichel again over here, of making us the bracha of Isa Yam HaGadol, when you make a bracha, it's the Master Gracious. A shayla. Maisa had a paskin, Mishmur again says, Haber Chorim disagree with the Mechaber. First, in the Mechaber itself, the shayla had some shat in the Mechaber. The Mechaber says, the Yam HaTichoin is the case that a person makes a bracha of the Yam HaGadol. What does the Mechaber mean? It means only Yam HaTichoin and not the oceans? Or it means even the Yam HaTichoin, the oceans that go into the Yam HaTichoin, why the Mediterranean is attached to the case of the oceans. Mediterranean, it goes through the Straits of Gibraltar, and it goes to the Atlantic Ocean, so it's all connected. Maybe it's the extension of the oceans. So my sister Shalah Han understand Shah in the Mechaber. You look up the Maharam, because Devei Chamuda, it seems to be saying, it's not only the Yam HaTichoin, it's also Yam HaTichoin, it means also the oceans. And the Yavis and others, Kasegela, they bring down, they say the Loch is, it means also the Yam HaTichoin, also the Mediterranean. Atzad HaShani, the Aruch HaShulchan says, no. Mechaber means only the Yam HaTichoin, only the Mediterranean, and not the Yam HaGadol. That means it is exactly what to go do, practically, what broth we go make. Loch HaMaisa, again, we have Machlekes, what does the Yam HaGadol mean? First, the gate to the oceans over here, what to go do? Those who want to know, the Ashur says, first of all, Haber Cholkum and said, the Iker is all oceans of Yam HaGadol, make a bracha Yam HaGadol, but oh, even the Mechaber, maybe he agrees. The Mechamunah says the Mechaber agrees, the Knesset Gadol says the Mechaber agrees. And therefore, there's actually a bracha pass in the local Maizah on the oceans, he says, she also Yam HaGadol. Atzad HaShani, Rav Shulchan says the Machlokes. Hakeyeti says the Machlokes. If it's a Machlokes, what bracha do you make? Do you make she also Yam HaGadol? Do you make Oysa Masa Bereshis? So come on, Rabbi Elochah, it says, L'kuli Alma, if you make Oysa Masa Bereshis, Yoytza B'dievet. He's arrived in the case of Yayin, you make a shakl, Yoytza. A fruit, you make a shakl, Yoytza. So he wants to say Oysa Masa Bereshis, it's a brach shebekholi, it's a Yoytza. Give the one time that if you're not sure what to call making the oceans on the Atlantic and Pacific, since it's Sophic, Sabah Slotel will do a bracha every Gizi Yitzhak. Say a bracha of what? It's the master gracious. It comes out when you pass over the Atlantic Ocean, you're flying over it. Or let's say in Flappers, you go to the Atlantic Ocean, what bracha you go make? Those are one time that will be Ashim, there's a bracha, the Maisa makes you also Yamagodal. Why? It's having sort of way of a that way, you go, even the Maisa agrees. Asada Shay, Rafa Shum said no. Machabit's priest of all brachas. Go let him be a lachal. Maisa make the bracha of Oysa Master Gracious. So to show what you go do when you see the Atlantic. Maisa, when you see the Mediterranean, the other Maisa, since Haber Chaim argue, and we do not have those who say the ones who see the ocean agree to the Mediterranean, Maisa, all the places, we're right in the place and say the Maisa walk off from me, Oysa Master Gracious. So come out the gate for the Mediterranean, the loch should be Oysa Master Gracious. The gate of the ocean is a shalom. I'm afraid that we can hear both sides of here. What to go do? They do say, for example, let's say a person is over the Straits of Gibraltar, where is Gibraltar. But I said, then there he sees the Yam HaTichon and also the Atlantic at the same time. Then everyone agrees. You make what bracha? Shas as Yam HaGadol. The Ma'aseh sees both of them at the same time. You find over it, both. That's not a shalom. Now, practically, what you go do when you're flying? When you fly from Eretz Yisrael back and forth, Maisa, you first pass from Eretz Yisrael by training and then the Atlantic, and then back you do Fakarit. So what you go do? It's come over to Baruch, and he says, first the person who goes from Eretz Yisrael to Chutz La'aretz, he says when he pass over the Yam HaTichon, he says he's making a Baruch of Oysa Maisa Gracious. Why? That's how we're basically saying. And he says you should also have a mind for the Atlantic. The Atlantic is Machlokes, so what you go do? Be Choshen for the Shita says, and therefore he says, make only one bracha, based on master gracious on the Mediterranean, and have one for the Atlantic Ocean. He says, for carrot, unless you're going from America, great soul, so you pass over the ocean first, the Atlantic Ocean. So they should make also Yama Godel, because he's passing on the ocean to make Yama Godel like the Yashir. And they said, when you see the end, then Yama Tichoin, he says, Allah says, you should not have a mind to make any bracha. We should not make any bracha. Why? For the suffering. So bracha lahafa. So come down, the system of plaka, which one to go do, is that the bracha paskins, they should only make always one bracha. The Gemara says it's better when you make the bracha, at least the master gracious to end off. Turn to the deeper say, you should also see Yama Godel mitzad suffering shepoy. Maisa, if you don't do that, he says, might make one bracha. Which one, he says, he paskins, receive my training first, at least the master gracious, have a mind for the Atlantic. When you pass over the Atlantic, should also see Yama Godel, and then have a mind for the master gracious, and Yama Tichon. So like other friends, like Rav Shulchan, Chaim Kineski, might say, oh, you only say Oysa Master Gracious. This is Shiloh, when I've flown, I see people don't want to look out the window, they don't know what bracha to go make, they're not sure what to go do. So first, they should go to the sugyo. But the question is, let's say even after the sugyo, the might say, you pass over the Mediterranean, you made a bracha. Now, if you pass over the Atlantic, might say, the bracha is not to make a bracha. Maybe you shouldn't look out the window. Maybe you shouldn't look. So they ask the question of Chaim Kineski, if a case where you're not sure what bracha's going to make, you're not going to make a bracha, maybe you have no right to go look. Don't look at mountains. Don't look at the Atlantic Ocean. Not to go look. So the Maisa, he says, no, you have right to go look. I'll say bracha, don't make a bracha. Which is not that simple, but that's why. The problem is, the loch is by the gate of food. Let's say you're not sure what bracha's going to make. What's the loch? The loch is you can eat it. So what's the loch? You can go eat it. I want some person not to go eat it. But I should say you can go eat it. Mashiach would look to see your reyach over there the loch was. If you're not sure what bracha to go make, says Mishnah not to smell it. Right there, Chodim, why don't smell it? Smell it, don't make a bracha. So what's the says the Mishnah, there's a difference. Food, alechem yechidim, you need to eat. Reyach, don't smell. Big deal, they don't smell something. You have to eat something. Eating, you have to, people have to eat. People live for eating. Came chayinu, pre-mama, you see, when people eat, that's it in the world. They're eating. So I try. Mashiach, don't smell something. If that's the side of the chilik, don't see the Atlantic, don't see the Mediterranean, don't see the mountains. Mashiach says, no, you can't see the mountains. See, Shlomo is coming from up in the swallow of the Mishnah, why Reyes is different in the case of Achilo. I hear why, I know, I see people in the airport, they don't want to look out the window. Why? Not sure what bracha you'll make. Then what you'll do, Mashiach, the second time, they still made a bracha in the Mediterranean, what to do in the case of the Atlantic? Fine, not to go look, I hear the Reyes dark. What this word is, not to go look outside the window. Now, this Indian that we saw, we said, how much time do you have by the case of thunder lightning and the civil wish of Zion? He said we have a Zman of 30 days deeper. What about this man over here by the case of mountains and by the Atlantic Ocean and by the Pacific or the Yam? How much time do you have? This is one of the cases of Zaysa Prophet, which is prince. You want time to hit, you have more time afterwards. Maisa, the Swam say no, you're touching the deep, but just like the case of thunder lightning. Maisa, the law is we see it. If you're still there, it's still in Mamshik, you're always looking out the window, you look for 10 minutes out the window, you see the Atlantic Ocean, the law of the Maisa can make a bracha. Maisa, once you turn away, you go sit down, you have your 1, 2, 3 second to touch the deep to make a bracha, otherwise, once the month passed, that's it. Not only that, now you go look out the window a second time, then the law can be 30 days. Not make the bracha anymore. So it's not, they say by thunder and lightning, when you hear a second one, he did not make the bracha the first time, then you're making a bracha. Why? Because it's a brand new thunder and lightning. It's a brand new hurricane, a brand new earthquake. Here, the mice, since over here, some of the mice says, what? They're all here, big fierce. The law says, once you saw it, you can be, as long as you're mamshach seeing it, or touch the deeper, you can make the bracha. But once that zman passed, you do not see it anymore, it passed touch the deeper, the first one time, the law is the zman's off, and you see it again, you cannot make a bracha. Therefore, the Swam have a shiloh, let's say you're driving a car, you see the yam, mostly you pass the building, and then you see a yam, pass the building, you didn't see it for a couple of seconds. So there is a shiloh among my friend, and Lumas HaFram Tanya, that's one ri'ah, that's one seeing something. Although Tanya, I'm building it with mafsik, but up as far as the Lumas HaFram Tanya, that's considered one ri'ah, you can't make the bracha. However, once, let's say you turn off from the highway, go to the place, or you sit down and see the airplane, then the mice, you went away from it, the mice is not seeing the sugya of one ri'ah. And therefore, once you do that, you cannot make a bracha a second time. And therefore, you should make sure when you look out the window on the airplane, the mice, you should make a bracha, or you should you see it, and not turn away. And maybe you want to tell me, oh, is a person Allah before you go look out the window? Now, this is Shala, once you finish these two samadhan, is it not these 10 cases or 11 cases over here? What about cases that have not brought down? What about cases of eclipse that discuss? What about cases of waterfall that discuss? How far do you think this case is over here? So the negative case of the eclipse, the Esau Khan Tanyashki, he says it once in the end of the second paragraph of the book, it says in the Makola, so don't make a bracha upon that. The gate of waterfall, the good, what? Eclipse. Either one. The worst case is either one, right? The worst case and the worst, either one's a Makola. It's in the tube of Makola. But the case in the gate to a waterfall, so there's a shalom on Akhoinim, in all these cases, are there examples or things in general? So the shot when you get to waterfall, do you make a bracha or not? My son said one time, yeah, both my son made a waterfall. Time to test, no, my son not make a waterfall. However, they do point out, the gate to the Niagara Falls, this is what says you do. The Niagara Falls is different, the state of Shah Iron points out, you make a bracha, it's a masturbation besides seeing the yam. My son's a yam shiboy. So you can have a mind when you see the Niagara Falls, they make a bracha water bowl. The mice, they do point out, when you go to the Niagara Falls, if you're walking there and you see the water and keep seeing the falls, all water temperature over there, you make it masturbatious. You see the water, and then you do something else, and you see the falls, then you're back to Machlokes, you make a bracha on the falls or not. Might say, if you, most of us just going to see the falls, and the mist or whatever, over there, it's all one meal. Might say, you have the time, or take the demons after the time to make the bracha. It's not yummy, you make a bracha, it's masturbatious, and after one, see the falls. They're amazing. In Korea, there is a question before they were not with my celebrations. Maybe they were, maybe they weren't. But here, it's at the site of the Yam Shiboy. The one time between Ontario and the Buffalo, not Buffalo, wherever. Wherever the Niagara Falls are, is my celebration should make a bracha upon it. By the way, next time, Ezra Shabbat, Sunday, we'll finish off from Reish Chav Tess until the end of Reish Chav Na'alas. Monday is B'yayim Adin, for the Mechino. And the Ezra Shabbat, the end of Seda Monday, will be something for Yom Kippur. Slava.